Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Heather Butts with Blog Talk Radio's Learn for Life Consulting's College Readiness, College Preparation and Readiness for the Family. Thank you so much for joining us today. So just a few little items. Number one, we have a very exciting webinar coming up in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, actually. So I will put the link to that on the Blog Talk Radio site, and you can check that out, and hopefully you'll be there. We've started a monthly series that will look at various topics. This month we're going to focus on interview issues, a little bit about the common application essay and essays overall, and the timeline. And we'll pick a couple of topics every week to focus on. So, again, that'll be 2 weeks from today at 3 o'clock, and we hope that you can join us. Also, we just want to do a little reminder, again, for seniors. Interviews are coming up, and if you haven't had interviews already or started them, you will. So remember, you really need to prepare for the interview process. Those questions, the usual suspects of tell me about yourself and what are your strengths and weaknesses and what's your favorite book and what's the last movie you saw. You need to be preparing for these over and over again, as well as making sure that you have a resume that you're going to bring with you to the interview. You know our little tip about business cards, having business cards that you're going to bring with you. And generally being prepared to answer questions specific to the school and bringing questions to ask the interviewer, all right? And one other thing we just want to remind you about, we haven't talked a lot about financial aid and scholarships, but please, please, please remember that these elite schools that we often talk about, the Princetons and the Harvards and the Yales, these schools have very large endowments, which means they have the ability to support students in ways that other schools with smaller endowments do not. So just remember, do not take yourself out of the game. If you are a very good student, or parents, if your child is a very good student and they have very good SAT scores, do not self-select because you think you can't afford a college, because you very well just may be able to afford that college. So please remember that. All right, so we're going to put the information regarding this upcoming webinar on the site, and I hope to see you there, and listen out for us over the next 2 weeks on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.